The following is an arrival address given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on February 20th, 1987.
Karoti bachalang pangulang ayate giring at kipat mahang bande Sri Gurung Ninatarinang Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Iswaram. I was here last December 7th, 8th, around that time, 6th from here. Went to Malaysia for a Rath Yatra festival. En route, I stopped in Tokyo, where I've been on my coming and going to and from India. I've been helping for many years, helping them in Tokyo, trying to help them in a small way. One of my disciples there took a second initiation. The devotees are very determined to distribute books in Japan. And we went to Malaysia, where they had the Rath Yatra festival in Penang for the first time. Penang is an island known as the Pearl of the Orient. It's in the Bay of Bengal side of Malaysia, just south of Burma. And the island is predominantly a Chinese population with a little Indian origin, even less Malay. Malaysia is a multiracial country, so they have to accommodate the different cultures there, Muslim, Chinese, and Indian. So the Rath Yatra festival started at a Ram temple. There we took Prabhupada, and they gave a special Purna Kumbha reception for Prabhupada and for other sannyasis. And then we took the deity by procession to the Rath, and quite a good crowd was there, about 25,000 people for the first Rath Yatra, just to start off, and so many people joined along the way. So the procession began through the town, and this way it was. Even the Chinese people, as the car was coming by, they were offering their obeisances, accepting prasadam. Unfortunately, they didn't print an explanation what the Rath Yatra was, except in English and in Tamil. The Chinese people didn't get a copy, where there most of the population is Chinese, and they did participate. In fact, they gave larger donations for supporting the festival. So after that festival, I went up to Thailand briefly. Then returned back to Mayapur in the month of December and January. There was a 60-day Namhat Jatra, where they took 75 devotees, went in about six different vehicles, three temple, moving temples, and other vehicles. They had a staff of another 50 people that were hired for lifting up, and every night they put up a big top stage. Then the evening they should have a bhajan, dharma sabha, where there's a joint type of lecture set up, arati, bhagavatam class, and drama. So they do that every night, and a whole routine. So I was supposed to be there at the inauguration, but I couldn't. I was here. At the inauguration, the governor of Orissa, state of Orissa, he inaugurated personally the Namhat Yatra. So I told him I had to spend more time in Mayapur for getting things organized for the festival and other. So I said, all right, you don't have to come to all of the 60-day program. You just come to the important ones. I said, you just tick off which are the important ones I should come to. So then I ticked off every one but three. So anyway, somehow we worked it out. And it was very interesting. Because sometimes we had 20,000 people for a lecture, sitting for hours and hours listening. And average crowd was about 10,000. There was one program, though, the last program in one section. I went to programs in Orissa. Guru Govinda Maharaj participated in Orissa. And Subhag Swami Maharaj assisted in Bengal. So I participated in the programs in both, in all three, Assam State, Bengal State, and Orissa. There's one village, Gajankol, which has one, we have Namhat program in India, about 2,000 Namhat centers. So this village had won the Namhat reward, award for different categories the past several years. So I wanted to go and take a tour of the village. And they had, one devotee had dedicated about a sixth of an acre. And over that they built a small house for having meetings. Not that small, but about 30, 40 feet long by 15, 20 feet wide. So then I went to all of the houses of all the devotees who were participating in the Namhat. When it started to rain, and the program was the only program that was rained out, so then I went and visited their homes. Then all the educated people, they said, we want to hear about the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I gave a class in a schoolroom, this little schoolhouse. They emptied out all the tables, and then in the main auditorium of the schoolhouse, a few hundred people gathered, and we had questions and answers. You could find that in this small group, they'd ask very difficult questions. You had to have the mercy of Krishna and study Prabhupada's books to give the answer. Some tricky questions. Which proved to me that to do the Namhat preaching actively alone with an assistant, one has to be very well versed in the philosophy. So after that program, I went to Silchar where they gave us a land to build a temple, and we're designing the temple design is basically finished. Then was in Madras, we had a Rath Yatra festival, and about 50 devotees from all over the world were there in Madras for the Rath Yatra festival. A very big crowd of people. We did all the pujas. We broke the coconuts. We did everything we were supposed to do. But when it came time for the Rath to move, the wheel jammed. The brake jammed. So they're working for, it seemed like an hour, trying to get it unjammed. Finally they just decided to unconnect the brake. If you turn the brake on again, it would jam, so we had to go without brakes. If it was Bengal, we couldn't have gone at all, but Madras are a little bit more conservative, so it was okay. And after that, we had a several-day festival. Then I went back again to Mayapur, because in this winter, we're getting about 20 to 25 tour buses coming every day. And Mayapur, on the 22nd of January, the president of India, he came. So went there and gave him a garland and some books. And he was very happy. And it was covered in all the newspapers that the president of India was praising Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and that he visited Mayapur. That he had discussed with the representative of ISKCON, Jayapataka Swami. So in this way, there's a lot of Mayapur-oriented preaching that had to go on, so I was coming and going. Then in Bangalore, we have another Rath Yatra. The Rath Yatra in Bangalore, I asked them actually to send a picture to the temples. I don't know if they sent. There, The breath is on different shape. The shape of the breath in the Udupi was kind of like that, similar, vaguely, more to a hot air balloon. It's a big bubble. And although while bringing it to the site, the axle broke twice. They fixed it finally the third time and then didn't break the whole way. So there the ex-vice president of India was inaugurated the Rath Yatra. He gave some kind of speculative lecture about, you know, everything is one and something like that. So then the person who gave the announcement, he stated, and now we request Jai Pataka Swami to lecture and to straighten out all the... You can't say that in a public, in a people. But somehow they slipped there, angry at his speech. So then, so with even with a hot seat introduction like that, somehow he gave a brief talk, and he was, everyone was quite satisfied. So then it came time we requested him to kindly sweep the road. So the person announced, this announcer, you know, just was very expert in saying exactly the wrong thing. He said that there was a king of Orissa who used to sweep before Jagannath. So this is a very a kingly custom, and to perpetuate this, we're requesting that he sweep. So he said, I'm vice president, I'm against kings, I'm democracy. We don't believe in kings, so I refuse to sweep the road. So then I had to take the mic and explain that, no, that's the point is before Krishna, everyone is equal. So in this way, we are all going, because it's democracy, we're all going to go and sweep the road. And we request you also come. So I'm like, okay, then I can. So then he swept the road very briefly, and then we swept the road. So many other people swept the road. And then we offered arti to Krishna and Balaram deities. In the meantime, all the newspapers caught it up and they published a special article. And the headline on the several newspaper articles was, the vice president refuses to sweep road before Jagannath. Anyway, so then they had organized a competition. A competition amongst all the high schools in the city on Krishna. And they got 6,000 applicants for the test. 6,000 people applied. They took the test. Out of the 6,000 persons that took the test, or 6,000 applied, and then actually 1,000 turned, I forget what it was. Any 1,000 certificates were given. The 1,000 best, I guess, got certificates. And, and we had every night a lecture program and some drama. Let's see, then after that. But before that, we had a program in Assam, the far northeastern region of India. Then after the Bangalore Rath Yatra, I went to Bangladesh. In Bangladesh, on the fifth day of the moon cycle, just before Advaita Saptami, the Panchami is the birthday of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So this year we had completed the construction of a small temple for Vasudev Dutta's deities. We had excavated and found the foundation. So over that we built a little temple. And there the deities of Lord Chaitanya Nitai Gaura Chandra were established there. Even though it was slightly raining, but all the functions went on. It was raining because all of a sudden a little cyclone came up in the Bay of Bengal to add. It tore down the pandal, but we just kept things going. It's a 5-day program ending with by a drama. Then from Bangladesh I flew to Bombay, attended a God Brothers meeting, and then I came back to Mayapur. Then we had a celebration of Nityananda Trayodasi. We're trying to get some land at Nityananda's birthplace. for building a little temple for the devotees to visit. And from there, in Mayapur, we did a little reorganization, following more of a Vedic blueprint. Stayed up to Bhaktisiddhanta's appearance day, then I came directly here just on the 18th afternoon. Drove to Calcutta, flew to London, reached on the 19th, and then flew directly here today. So in the month of December and January, that's basically what happened. A few details to the traveling, I might have forgotten. But in Mayapur, we are getting about 25 tour buses every weekend. So now we've organized under Mahashringa and Somaka Maharaj a special tour campus preaching program. You see, normally you go campus preaching, you go to the university campus, but this goes to the temple campus. Our own campus is always packed with people, but there wasn't any organized preaching program for them. So now we have tours, and we take them to Prabhupada's rooms, to the roof, to the Gurukul, to the Bhajan Kuti, to different places. And this promises to be a very dynamic preaching program. Then on the Padigatra lotus feet that were established in Mayapur, at the end of the 6,000-mile trek, I put 108 steps. Step means circle chakras in a spiral around. And then on the crowded times of the day, people stand there and announce and bring their people over and say, this is our system. You just stand on, they stand on the step and you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One time for each step. And you give them a mantra card and then they start going around until they complete 108. They touch the lotus feet and they get Charanamrita. So this was so popular that the first hour after starting, 200 people lined up to go on it. So popular. So, and designed a whole internal philosophical display using dioramas for the expo, for half of the expo, so that should supposed to be ready by for the festival. How about the Marai Sevaks? Any questions? They had two dramas. They had, in Orissa, they had Orissan drama and Bengali drama. And they performed in the Orissa, they performed Chankazi Samadhi, I mean the Chankazi Leela, as well as something like that. Then they also did Sakshi Gopal. I think, yes, Sakshi Gopal. Bengal Orissa boy. That's enough. They only stayed one or two days in each place. 60 days, 60 places. Over the weekend, then South America, then up for the Mardi Gras. I have to get back for the festival. Festival's already starting on the 28th. I'm just coming in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is first. I've already organized things regarding the festival. I had to bribe him to let me go now, in a sense. Then I have to go there, though, at least a few days before the devotees arrive to Mayapur. I just see that everything is proper. I'm the chief director of the festival. But our men are so well trained that they can just show up a few days ahead. I hope. One life member is donating he's building personally a 1,000 bedroom guest house. 1,000 bed guest house. It's they already bought the some of the materials which has been delivered there. And this wasn't on the plan, but he decided to have a little dining hall. But then they built a dining hall for 1,000 people, for 1,000 bed, 1,000 people. But then we said that now so many tour buses are coming that where will they eat? So I said, Well, this way, it's only going expanding. My first budget was $4 million. Now it's going up to $8 million. How will I do anyway? I'll depend on Krishna. So he's building a 2,000-person big dining hall. May Krishna give him a long enough life to finish and strength.
Well, there'll be room for all of us.
So that Vasudev Dutta temple was totally constructed by donations from me, whatever money I got was from the West here, basically. Little of Yes Pujas and two donors we have here. Directly, indirectly, he gives different ways. Yes? The Arisa Temple, we've also collected for that. We have some money in the bank, and that's supposed to start construction again in March. Yes? We're having a float on the 3rd, on the Mardi Gras day. We're having a Jagannath Rath Yatra float. I imagine they're going to do whatever you do for the floats. But except that they made a big Jagannath out of Jagannath Subhadra Balaram out of styrofoam, I think. So people could see the 8-foot Jagannath. Or 3, I don't know. The details, I'm coming for the festival. I know that they wanted to have enough floats that all the devotees, because you're not allowed to walk, so where the devotees will have to throw things from the car. Hi. Are they going to have Harinam the day before and after everything? In that one particular parade, we may follow the rules during the parade so we can get in next year. For the other parades, we can break the rule. But that one particular one that we are in, we have to follow, isn't it? The Mardi Gras is widely publicized and televised and everything. So, given an opportunity of a lot of people to get exposure with Lord Jagannath, Krishna. Of course, people then are in a materialistic frame, but they're also in a very liberal, open-minded, very happy. So they appreciate when the devotees chant generally. They're in a pretty good mood. Last year we chanted. As long as you leave before 9 o'clock at night. Any other question? Your name is? Bhaktalu. You're just visiting or here or you're staying here? Gonna stay over for the Mardi Gras festival?
I was there for 1 year.
In the Mardi Gras. Oh, that's their activity. We don't go, we go there to drink the nectar of chanting Hare Krishna. We don't go there to participate in the Mardi Gras for the Mardi Gras thing. We go there to purify the people by involving them within Krishna conscious activities. But when there are many people, we always did a Rath Yatra, but in September when there was no people. But in Mardi Gras there are many people, so we're trying to see if we can dovetail the fact that everyone's in a festive spirit. And usually, because they're in an enjoying mood, they also chant Hare Krishna, and even sometimes a couple hundred people would chant Hare Krishna and join along. Yes. This happened one time when Lord Chaitanya was going through Navadvipa, and there was some drunkards sitting there, and they saw Lord Chaitanya go by, and so one started to criticize. They said, "Oh, there's Gaurahari. Look at," and someone said, "Oh no, he's a very good dancer." And they started following after him, mimicking and saying, you know, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna," and you know. But Lord Chaitanya, he just went out, he didn't pay any attention. So after some time, his associate said, "How is it that you just tolerated that? They're ridiculing and upset." Lord Chaitanya said that, "Well, they're drinking. The effect of drinking will wear off, but the effect of chanting, that will stay." You here with anyone else, Bhaktiva? These two, the life members, these two gentlemen. Which is Bhakti Arjuna? Right here. He took the pre-did. Now you're in the temple. You took, had the beard off. Now you. How do you like living with the devotees? Very nice. A couple of new faces in the managers. Very nice. She's wearing neck beads. Very good. And this manager? Oh. Your name is? Kalalapa. Hmm? So I think I'll take a rest so that I can. No, it's nice. That's London time. I was there 8 hours. Right now it's 9 in the morning. Indian time.
Sorry about the key.